pray you now, good Master Slender Serving Man, and Friend Simple by your name, which way have you looked for Master Caius, that calls himself Doctor of Physic?
Marry, sir, the pity ward, the part ward, every way, old Windsor way, and every way but the town way.
I most vehemently desire you, you will also look that way.
I will, sir.
Bless my soul. How full of colours I am, and trembling of mind. I shall be glad if ye have deceived me. How melancholy I am. I will not kiss you Reynolds about his knave's custard when I have good opportunities for the work. Bless my soul. Two shallow rivers to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. There will we make our beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies. Too shallow. Mercy on me. I have a great disposition to cry. Melodious birds sing madrigals. When as I sat in Babylon and a thousand fragrant posies. Too shallow
yonder
rivers
to whose
falls. Oh, he's welcome. Too shallow
yonder
rivers
coming,
to
Sir
whose
Hugh.
Falls.
Yonder he's coming. Sir Hugh.
Oh, heaven prosper the right. What weapons is he?
No weapons, sir. Oh, there comes my master. Master Shallow and another gentleman from Throgmore over the stile this way.
Pray you give me my gown or else keep it in your arms.
How now, Master Parson? Good morrow, good Sir Hugh. Keep a gamester from the dice and a good student from his book, and it is wonderful.
Sweet handmaid.
Save you, good Sir Hugh.
Bless you from his mercy's sake, all of you.
What? The sword and the word? Do you study them both, Master Parson?
And youthful still in your doublet and hose this raw rheumatic day.
There is reasons and causes for it.
We are come to you to do a good office, Master Parson.
Very well. What is it?
Yonder is a most reverend gentleman, who belike, having received wrong by some person, is at most odds with his own gravity and patience that ever you saw.
I have lived 80 years and upward. I have never heard a man of his place, gravity and learning, so wide of his own respect.
What is he?
Oh, I think you know him. Master Dr. Caius, the renowned French physician.
God's will and his passion of my heart. I'd as lief you would tell me of a mess of porridge.
Why?
He has no more knowledge in Hippocrates and Galen. And he's a knave besides, a cowardly knave, as you would desire us to be acquainted with all.
Oh, I warrant you, he's the man should fight with him.
Oh, sweet
handmaid. But appear, sir, by his weapons.
The way.
Keep them asunder, here comes Dr. Caius.
Hey, good Master Parson, keep in your weapons.
So do you, good Master Doctor.
Disarm them and let them question. Let them keep their limbs whole and hack our English.
I pray you, monsieur, let me speak a word with your ear. Wherefore will you not meet me?
Pray you, use your patience in good time.
Oh. By God, you are the coward, the jackdaw, the Jean F.
Pray you, let us not be laughing stocks to other men's humours. I desire you in friendship, and I will one way or other make you amends.
Oh.
I will not cure Reynolds about your knave's coxcomb for missing your meetings and appointments.
Diable, Jacques Rambi, mine was the garter. Have I not stay for him to kill him? Have I not at the place I did appoint?
As I am a Christian Merci. Soul, now look you, this is the place appointed. I'll be judgment by mine host of the garter.
Peace, I say, galleon. French and Welsh, soul curer and body curer.
Oh, that is very good, excellent.
Peace, I say. Hear mine host of the garter. Am I politic? Am I subtle? Am I a Machiavel? Shall I lose my doctor? No, he gives me the potions and the motions. Well, shall I lose my parson, my priest, my Sir Hugh? No, he gives me the proverbs and the no-verbs. Give me thy hand, terrestrial. Give me thy hand, celestial.
No,
so, boys of art, I have deceived you both. I've directed you to wrong places. Your hearts are mighty, your skins are whole, and let burnt sack be the issue.
Yes, sir.
Come, lay their swords to pawn. Follow me, lads, a piece.
Must be a madhouse. Follow, gentlemen, follow.
Do I perceive that? Have you made any sort of us, eh?
This is well. He has made us his floating stock.
Yes.
I desire you that we may be friends, and let us knock our brains together to be revenge on this same skull, scurvy, cogging companion, the host of the gutter.
Bagar, with all my heart, he promised to bring me where he's unpaged. Bagar, he deceived me too.
No. Well, I will smite his noddles. Pray you follow.